Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The key to miracles is what his mother told the servants. Whatever he says to you, do it. He directed them to minister this to that man, and a miracle happened. It's the key to miracles. They said, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done. See, a miracle of note, a sign and a wonder, has been done by them, is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. They wanted to. They'd have covered this thing up 9 different ways if they could, but it was not possible. Everybody knew it. There he is, jumping and leaping. How many understand what a miracle that is? You've never walked a step in your life, and you don't have to learn how to walk. He's never used his legs. His muscles would have been, you know, drawn and withered and wasted. And in a moment of time, he jumps up and leaps and walks. Can the Lord do things like that today? Can he restore limbs and muscles and glands, body parts that were dead, body parts that had never worked? Can he do it? Oh, it's easy for him. I said, it's so easy for him. It must be easier than breathing for him. It is to us. Easy. Well, he did it. And everybody saw it. And everybody knew it. And they said, but that it spread no further among the people. Boy, they are fighting a hopeless cause. We got to keep this from spreading. You and I's existence here tonight is proof positive. They failed miserably. We got to keep this from spreading. Brother Hagin, when he was just a teenager, started preaching. Some of the elders from his denomination came to him and said, you know, we recognize your speaking ability and we're ready to ordain you in the particular denomination. He said, but we want you to back off some on that healing. And we know God healed you. That's undeniable. Everybody around here knows you were on deathbed. But we want you to back off on that healing. He said, well, I was getting ready to step it up. And the guy said, well, just forget about it. Just so he never was a part of that denomination. We're getting ready to step it up. Amen. Let's step it up. Folk think we've talked about healing and miracles. Let's step it up. Faith in the name. They said, let's straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Why? Why? We don't want any more people healed like this? Why? And why the name? What's the big deal about the name? Keep reading. They called them and they commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, the devil's scared of this name. Oh, he's scared of the power in that name. He's scared of the authority in that name. He's scared of how the Holy Ghost can back that name like he did on this day. That's why he's moving them. They've got to shut up. They can't talk about this name. They can't teach anymore in this name. What'd they do? Peter and John answered and said, well, whether is it right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And so they threatened them further and they let them go. They didn't know how to punish them because of the people, because all men glorified God for that which was done, for the man was above 40 years old on whom this what? Miracle of healing was showed. Now notice what they did next. They went right straight to the rest of the bunch and they stood up and prayed and asked the Lord to do more of it. They asked the Lord, supercharge us, Lord. Give us more boldness and help us to preach this stronger than ever, and give us more of these things. Give us more of these signs and wonder. Well, we like this. We don't care if they whip us every day. Give us some more of this. Oh, friend, this can change a whole town. This can change a whole state. This can change a whole area When people see undeniable, irrefutable evidences of the living God. Hallelujah. Power of God. Healing, delivering power of God. Somebody like the madman of Gadara. Full of devils. Running around with no clothes. Doing supernatural stuff. Breaking chains. Next thing you know, clothed and in his right mind and loves Jesus. That shook that whole area. Hallelujah. This man that everybody walked by on the way to temple and on the way out, every day, there he is. But now, running, jumping, leaping. Never took a step in his life. Leaping. Don't you know that? What were people talking about around the table or around there? What were they talking about at the restaurants? What were they talking about at the workplace? And it all comes back to Jesus. Talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me lead you in this prayer. Thank you, Lord God. You are our healer. You've never changed. You still heal today. You still do miracles today. You do miracles here. In our midst. In our towns. In our states. In our regions. In our nation, you do miracles today. It is your will, and we believe you for it, and expect it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let me read their prayer to you, and then we're going to pray just like they prayed. Being let go, they went to their own company, and they reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. How many, thank God you got a company here. Or if you're visiting with us, you got a company wherever you're from. It's good to not be alone. Good to have somebody believe with you. And they told him all that the chief priests and elders had told him. How they told him you can't preach or teach anymore in Jesus' name. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. Whole bunch. Prayed out loud. And they said, Lord, you are God. You made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Who by the mouth of your servant David, you said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, the anointed one. For of a truth against your holy child Jesus, whom you have anointed. He's talking a lot about the anointing in here, aren't they? Whom you've anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever your hand and your counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. They're not backing off one whit. By stretching forth your hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. And just a few verses later, you see it says, by the hands of the apostles were wrought many signs and wonders. One day, Peter come walking by and everybody his shadow fell across, got healed. Even crippled people and possessed people got up and walked away free just because his shadow fell across them. That's what they prayed for. I said, that's what they prayed for. We don't care who God uses, do we? He can use anybody. We don't care. He don't have to use me or you, just as long as it happens. Right? We want it to happen. We want God to be glorified. People to be delivered. People who are complacent and heathen and unbelieving on their way to hell to be shook and wake up and go, there is a God. He is alive. He's a good God. He heals people. He sets them free and come and get saved. Oh, hallelujah. This is for us today. So let me lead you in this. Let's pray exactly what they prayed out loud. Say it out loud. Oh, Lord God. You are Lord. You are our God. You made the heavens. You made the earth. You made the oceans and everything that's in them. You have fulfilled Scripture. You've given us the Son of David, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Christ. They raged against Him. They put Him to death, but You raised Him from the dead. He is alive, King of kings, Lord of lords. Lord, behold the railings, the threatenings, the ignorance of the heathen. There are those, even in this area, in this country, and many in the world, who say there is no God. They say there is no Jesus raised from the dead. They say there are no miracles. There are no healings. They don't believe in You. They scoff at You. They make fun of Your word. Behold their threatenings, their foolishness, their unbelief, and grant Your true servants everywhere, here and everywhere, to speak Your word with boldness, supernatural boldness and power, and stretch forth Your hand, Your mighty hand, to heal and to do wonders and work miracles to the glory of Your holy child, Your holy Son, Jesus the Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. Do wonders, do miracles, do healings, do deliverances, signs and wonders. Get glory to Yourself. Get glory to the name of Jesus. We pray, we ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Lame Man at the Gate Beautiful, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1114. That's R1114. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.